This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we are again. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, it's Wednesday, so that means we're going to be joined again by, well, he's still flying solo because I guess Stephen is still overseas enjoying the culture there or whatever he's doing over there. Who knows? Anyway, but I'm joined again by Roger Katz. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
So, tell me, if you would, what is on your mind today?
Oh, boy, what isn't? Well, one thing, I haven't spoken to Stephen in a couple of days. He was taking a bullet train, to one of these, I think central China, one of the provinces. But when he gets back, I'm sure it'll be very interesting from an educational perspective, exactly where he's been and what he's been doing. Here on the home front, what do we have? Well, in looking at, of course, our primary concern, the Bill of Rights, and specifically the Second Amendment, we should see that in a larger context of what's going on in this country. And it seems to me that there's three primary concerns that show that we're very close to a coup in this government. And I'm not referring to Trump. If anything, Trump is basically the Horatio at the bridge, protecting this country from those forces that would crush it. But the issue of illegal immigration has cropped up over and over again. And the fact of the matter is that nothing really is more important to the concept of what it means to be an American than to be a citizen of this country. And when we look at illegal immigration, and it's very interesting that you have individuals that absolutely refuse to use the expression that is in law regarding illegal aliens. If you're here and you're not here legally as a result of a visa program, or your visa has expired, or you've simply walked across illegally, you have broken the law. And to do that, to say that, well, this individual hasn't committed a felony, nonetheless, it's serious enough. And as we look at other countries, including Mexico, Mexico has very strong laws regarding what it means to be a citizen. And any transgression, an individual coming into that country illegally, can face up to a couple of years in prison. And if they walk in a second time, it could be as much as 4 or 5. In this country, an individual comes in, and then if he's given a sort of like a check card or whatever with a number on it, and he's told, well, to report for a date with the immigration judge to hear your case. And so how many do we have pending? 100,000 or so? It's just mind-boggling. But I'm very happy to see that the president is taking this matter very seriously. He does intend to put troops, and I know we talked about this a little bit this morning, on the border. And this is nothing new. Obama's done it himself. And so has George W. Bush, primarily to assist the Border Patrol But in this case, it would be the National Guard, and they would turn back the so-called caravans of individuals that are basically testing, the power of the president and the integrity of this country as a sovereign, independent nation. So that brings up this notion of the omnibus bill, which is really a horrendous thing to see. I know that, and it's true that Trump was backed into a corner, and he really was forced to sign this thing. He didn't really have any advance notice of this any more than members of Congress and the people at large. It was primarily a matter behind closed doors of the top leadership of both parties in the House and the Senate, Pelosi and Schumer and the Democrats, and McConnell and Paul Ryan, the Republicans. And they put together this monstrosity. And is the president bound to it? I don't think he is. The fact is that he didn't have an opportunity to do a line item veto, which he would have liked to do. And he can say, and I think he has, as a matter of national security, that he's going to use some of that $730 billion that's been earmarked for the military and use it to protect our borders. I can't think of anything that's more critical to our national security than protecting our home front against invasion, which clearly this is the situation that we have. The other thing that I'm most concerned about is this Mueller investigation. I took a look at the law that basically gave the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein ostensibly the authority to appoint a special counsel. And if you look at the order, let me see if I can pull that up here. The original order, Rosenstein's order, he, let me see here. Well, I'll get it during the break. But basically, there was a rule that Janet Reno had put together after the Ethics in Government Act, the Special Counsel Act, had expired in 99. And basically, it says this. The Attorney General, in cases in which the Attorney General is recused, and that would have been Sessions, the Acting Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, will appoint a special counsel when he or she determines that criminal investigation of a person or matter is warranted, and A, the investigation and prosecution of that person or matter by a U.S. Attorney's Office or litigating division of the Department of Justice would present a conflict of interest for the department. Excuse me, and B, that under the circumstances, it would be in the public interest to appoint an outside special counsel to assume responsibility for the matter. The problem is that there was never a crime to investigate. Basically, this notion that Mueller was to investigate possible collusion between Trump's campaign and the Russians. Well, that's not a federal statute. Collusion doesn't mean anything. You have to look at sedition, espionage. There's nothing there that talks about anything that could conceivably be construed as a criminal matter. Basically, what you're dealing with is a counterintelligence matter, and that is in the purview of the FBI and of the Department of Justice. So it really is incredible that from the get-go, this whole investigation, Trump refers to it as a witch hunt. And more so than that, it's patently illegal. And now I hear on the news that apparently Trump has agreed, or his attorney has agreed for him, to allow a deposition, which I think is the worst thing that could take place.
Let me get you to hold right there.
Sure.
We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Roger Katz from Marvelous Quarrel. This is Lock and Load.
to Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock, everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz, outlining the, you know, it is quite the web that government and bureaucrats and everybody weaves. It's, you just about need a template, a scorecard, and some cliff notes to keep up.
That's true, Bill. I've got the letter that Rosenstein gave, which is the authorization to Mueller, and it's dated May 17, 2017. And he says Robert S. Mueller, 3, is appointed to serve as special counsel for the U.S. Department of Justice. And B, this is where it's critical, the special counsel is authorized to conduct the investigation confirmed by then-FBI Director James B. Comey in testimony before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence on March 20, 2017. Of course, Comey was lying through his teeth. But in any event, these are apparently the areas that Mueller is supposed to be getting into. One is any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump. That, in and of itself, is not a legal basis under that CFR provision for the appointment of a special counsel. What it is a requirement for the FBI, the counterintelligence department or division, to take a look to see if, in fact, there was coordination. But again, this is a counterintelligence matter. It's not a criminal matter. And, of course, just the other day, we heard that Mueller conceded that there's no basis to go after Trump or his campaign any further on this issue of Russian collusion of any kind. The second thing is any matters that arise directly from the investigation. But really, if the investigation is predicated on ties or links between the Russian government and anyone associated with the campaign of President Trump, and nothing was found, then there's no basis to get to the second point. So this issue of going after Manafort, for example, for apparently some illegal business dealings that arose with foreign governments, for example, the Ukraine, which took place probably years before the campaign, is well beyond the scope of anything in this letter. And yet he's going on his merry way, Mueller, and his ragtag team. And he's using our funds, taxpayer dollars, to continue this travesty. But it's worse than that. I think any time you have a renegade in the FBI or justice, and Rosenstein certainly is, it seems to me, basically running by fiat that department. And basically, Sessions has been sidelined. I know he did appoint U.S. Attorney Hoover to basically investigate the investigators, I guess. He was part of the Inspector General's team. And we'll see where that all goes. But it's really, really, really a serious, serious situation that we're involved in here. And hopefully this Hoover will be able to extricate ourselves from it. And I would love to see Mueller under the gun himself, and the same with Rosenstein and anyone else who was directly or indirectly responsible for going after Trump with no basis under law to do so. So that's definitely a matter for consternation. The other thing, of course, is what is happening with our history, how it is that local governments and state governments are bending over backwards to basically allow, the way I see it, insurrectionists such as this Antifa movement and the tearing down of statues. And, of course, the slippery slope argument is absolutely true. It wasn't simply a matter of attacking generals of the Confederacy and very prominent individuals, people that we should be proud of and who are part of our history, and basically now turn it around or rather extend it to, let's say, individuals who serve the Union. Apparently, in a small town in California, it's always in California, they want to take down the statue of President McKinley. And there's also been talk about taking down statues or monuments of our third president, which is Thomas Jefferson. And it just doesn't end. That really brings us to the issue at hand, and that is, of course, what is going to transpire as far as renewed assaults on our Second Amendment. I see that, having spoken with Kirby, I know the NRA, that Vermont has two bills pending, and apparently they'll both pass. And one in particular I find disconcerting. Let me see if I can get that one up here. It has to do with it's basically a red flag bill or a red flag statute that many states have. And apparently it gives the police extreme authority to basically take possession of individuals' firearms predicated on either what they see as a danger that person represents to himself or to society, or it's a family member or anyone else that basically signs an affidavit stating that I think this individual's a danger.
So they're going the gun violence restraining order route.
Yeah, it's exactly right. But it's a very, very odd use of restraining orders, well beyond the use of a restraining order where there has been indications of domestic violence or...
They have those in Connecticut, and they have them in California.
Yeah.
The GVRO. They call it different things. But we're coming up on the next break. I'll tell you the problem with the gun violence restraining order that I see right now when we get back, if I may, because I would like your take on this. I don't know if you know about this or not. I want your take on this, though. My guest is Roger Katz. He's with Arbalest Quarrel, featured writer at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. We've moved into the gun violence restraining order. Did you know, Roger, that people like David French and David Shapiro, I can never remember his first name, the youth, and quite a few Republicans out there have looked at the gun violence restraining order with no jaundice whatsoever. They don't see this as, because it's going to be a safety issue, right? They don't look at things that have already happened and say, this is the destruction of due process. There's a lot of people out there advocating for them on our side just because they got to the, you know, they got to the party late.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The problem that I see, though, that's very interesting, when the states start talking about the need to protect the community, public safety is always the issue they bring up, but it's always a political thing, and that leads, I think, erroneously when they look for support, state governments and local municipalities, when they enact draconian laws or draconian ordinances, they say, well, the public is behind us. They'll often refer to polls. I recall, there's probably been a few ever since the tragedy in Parkland, Florida, at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. They go on and on about the fact that, the majority of people in the country, even those that belong to the NRA, they're all in favor of banning assault weapons. They're all in favor of universal background checks. They're all in favor of raising the age at which a person could buy any kind of firearm to 21. And I started to think about that in terms of how it is that a popular opinion, even if let's just assume for purposes of argument that they're right, that the majority of the people in the country agree with the anti-gun advocates' plan. Is that a basis to restrict the Second Amendment? And I would say no. The point is that the Constitution is not a matter of popular belief. And a lot of times, of course, when you talk to the average person, when they you ask them, well, should we, do you think that the states are right or the federal government would be right to ban assault weapons? And they'll say, oh, yes, of course. And then he'll ask, if he were to pursue the question, say, well, do you know what an assault weapon is? And I would bet dollars to donuts that the average person could not answer that. I couldn't answer it. I would have to simply say, well, it's a political device that states use when they want to ban any particular firearm. So they create a law, but right. It's not a military term of art. It's not an industry term. It's simply a political convenience or a political convention. And so people don't think through the ramifications of what a poll does. Polls are very simplistic. And we don't. Could you imagine if the if our rights were so easily to be dismissed because the media was vocal enough and with its ability to propagandize very well to condition the public, to get the public to believe almost anything. So they would basically begin to give up their rights. What I find particularly interesting, too, I know in the last show I had mentioned that the students had put together a series of items that they would like to see accomplished by Congress. And, of course, all these are gun control measures, except for the last one, which has to do with school security, which is almost an afterthought. But basically, those had to come from the anti-gun groups that have been attempting to institute universal bans, reinstitute an assault weapon ban. They've been attempting to do this for the last 20 years. And they think that, well, through the use of young kids, they can do this. You know, it used to be an old saw. I know when my own folks were growing up, that children should be seen and not heard. There was a good reason for that, because kids don't have the wherewithal to use their critical faculty and are more prone to be affected by emotion than by the intellect. I mean, you go to high schools, and the important thing is to be part of the group, part of a group. You don't want to be left out on the fringes. You don't want to be alone and basically thinking, well, you know, maybe these people are wrong. But I bring that up because what I found very interesting is that the Broward County School Board did begin to implement new security measures. And they include, I think at this particular time, they were a few weeks ago, it was in the works, using metal detectors, making sure that there would only be limited doors that individuals can enter into or leave. They introduced ID tags. And the kids are up in arms about this, no pun intended. the one thing that they really detest is the notion of a plastic see-through backpack. And what I found interesting was some of the comments that were made. I'd like to read a few of these because when the kids got back to school and they had to use transparent backpacks, they got upset. One person says, "Oh, it's a little insane because we need our privacy." And another one says, "Oh, we have to wear a clear backpack. It's a violation of privacy, too." Another one says, "It feels like being punished. It feels like jail, being checked every time we go to school." And remember David Hogg, he's the new face of the anti-gun movement. He says that high school is like a prison since the shooting last month, with increased security and safety measures. And another one says, "New security measures forces kids to carry personal items and school supplies in a school-issued clear book bag, but many students feel as if they're being punished." The same student adds, "This backpack is probably worth more than my life." And then Lauren Hogg, I take it that's David Hogg's sister, she said, "My new backpack is almost as transparent as the NRA's agenda. I feel so safe now. As much as I appreciate the effort, we as a country need to focus on the real issue instead of turning our schools into prisons."
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. When we get back, this is probably the last little bit of stuff that the Hogg people are getting anyway, so we may as well give it to them. So my guess is Roger Katz. He's from Marvelous Quarrel. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest is Roger Katz. He is from Arbalest Quarrel, where he's also a featured writer at Amoland.com. Roger, we got a few minutes to finish up. I leave it to you, sir.
All right. Well, I just the point of that recitation of the student's remarks was to point out that. They are definitely under an illusion that they think that, somehow, even if it were possible, to get the kind of ban on firearms that they want, that they would still be secure. They tend to forget that, in the recent days or weeks, remember the incident of an individual making bombs and the threat that that caused. And then in New York, you have the issue of the terrorists using bombs or using vehicles to run down people. So almost anything can be used as an implement to do harm. And what you have to look at is the individual, the sentient being behind the implement that's being used to do ill, and not at the thing itself. But it is also interesting that these kids tend to think that you can pick and choose which a fundamental right you have to like. Well, like a flavor of ice cream. I like chocolate. Some people like vanilla. A few like strawberry, but people shouldn't like strawberry, so we'll just get rid of that ice cream.
Sure.
It's just ridiculous. And so this idea that they are sitting on the moral high ground along with other activists in the anti-gun movement is just patently ridiculous. And I hope people come to their senses, especially Congress. But I don't know. But that leads to this last point, because we had talked some time ago. You asked me about what I thought was the definition of a civil war. And I think also in terms of a hypothetical today, suppose that Clinton truly were the president of the United States. And all things being equal, we had this tragedy in Parkland, Florida. Without a Democrat's majority in the House and Senate, she could not pass a legislation she wanted. So she would probably do what Obama does and basically use executive order. He did it with the DACA program, because he was hoping that Congress would enact a law regarding immigration, a new law, but they didn't. also, I recall that you had an executive order regarding, I think it had to do with a background check, that he was going to require that anyone who sells a gun, whether at a gun show or not, and if he's not a licensed dealer, he still must do a background check, and that he would be presumed, even if he was only selling a few guns, to be in the business of selling. But that really turns the law on its head. But if we look at the notion of civil war, suppose Clinton did get in, and she said, well, I'm going to use the power of my, and the authority of my office to protect this nation, and I am here with banning possession and ownership of all weapons defined as assault weapons. And I'm going to determine what is an assault weapon. And I'm not going to allow it to be grandfathered in, but I'll give a few bucks to those people that have them and give them an opportunity to turn them in. All right, so we know how that's going to play out. If suddenly she had U.S. Marshals or even the federal government, I don't know if the Commutatis Act, they really couldn't do that, or that the National Guard would go door to door and search homes and take out a person's weapon. So would that lead to civil war? And how do you define it? Well, I was looking at a law review article today, and the definitions are in respect to the notion of international law. When there is it looks like two adverse sides in a confronting each other in a country, what do third party international other nations do? And apparently there is these three things: rebellion, insurgency, and belligerency. Now, rebellion actually is defined in statute. And it basically means domestic violence labeled rebellion so long as there is sufficient evidence that the police forces of the parent state will reduce the seditious party to respect the municipal legal order. It's very limited in scope. And I think that someone like Clinton would like to say that anyone who refuses to turn over their assault weapon is a rebel engaged in a rebellion, which is a federal statute of felony, and we can arrest them. But apparently international law does not purport to grant protections to participants in rebellion. Then you have an insurgency, and that goes up one step, and that's more sustained and substantial. And involves intrastate violence. In effect, it's an internal war. Apparently, people, other nations, might see fit to assist the dominant power in suppressing that insurgency. And that leads to the third thing, belligerency, which basically is the kind of situation we had in the Civil War. Now, what's interesting about this, I'm reading here, that it was much to the chagrin of U.S. President Abraham Lincoln when in 1861, near the outset of the American Civil War, the British government recognized the belligerency of the Confederate States that had unilaterally seceded from the Union. This recognition caused the British to be neutral in the domestic American conflict and to aid neither the rebels nor the government. Well, Clinton wasn't happy about that, but he himself referred and treated the Confederate not as rebels engaged in a rebellion, which was taken to find a statute even back then, or an insurgency, but as belligerent. And so saying, he was basically admitting that there was a definite, legitimate, moral cause and certitude to the Confederate position. And bringing that up to the present point in time, suppose that there was this door-to-door executive order that for the, as you indicated earlier, for public safety on a national scale, U.S. government, the executive, is going to unilaterally go door-to-door attempting to collect all firearms from those who do not turn them in. This probably would lead to insurrection, but at such a level that anyone who refused to concede to Clinton to an executive order that required everyone to turn in their weapons, there could very well be a civil war and basically an act of belligerency that takes into account the whole country. And it would be interesting to see what foreign nations do. Well, of course, you've got many individuals or rather nations.
We got about a minute, just so you know.
Yeah. And the European Union, and there are less countries today, though they're trying to assert their rights as independent sovereigns. But they're being slowly whittled away to the point where they're part of a federation that basically does take its orders from Brussels. And, of course, they would have their own reasons why, and I'm sure they're probably involved to some extent in attempting to whittle away at our Bill of Rights, and especially our Second Amendment. Again, I want to emphasize the fact that we are the only country on the face of this earth that recognize rights as natural rights that exist in the individual. Other countries, it's true, do have a
And with that, we are out of time. So, thank you very much. I appreciate your time, sir. We will do it again next week. Sooner or later, Mr. DeAndrea will be back, and then it will get more lively, of course, I'm sure. Find Roger at ArbalestQuarrel and AmmoLand.com. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I didn't tell them that I loved her, how much I can. I think my pops wanted to toss it all the wisdom he shared. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.